Well, here we are on the water in Weymouth Bay, just off from Knowth Fort. Matt Sheehan and Steve Anxell here with you for the medal race in the 470 women. And Matt, it's been an interesting week, especially if you look at the British result, because some great results for Hannah Mills.
That's absolutely right, yes. Mills and Clark, the British pairing in the 470, a new pairing, of course. They got off to an absolutely blistering start. They posted two firsts straight away, so they stamped their authority on this fleet right from the start. And they've been pretty much up there most of the way through, although they've had some results further down the field. They've had a seventh and eighth, and they're discarding a ninth. They're actually having to carry another ninth. And that has actually dragged them back a little bit. And it's not what they wanted, because actually the Japanese, Ai Kondo and Wakako Tabata, in the Japanese pairing, they got off to an opposite start. They had a 16th in their first race, but they gradually wound themselves back up, apart from a one little blip on a 13th that they had to carry. But they've kept a very consistent result scoreline towards the end of this week, with thirds and fourths and the occasional fifth. Just going to prove that you don't necessarily have to keep posting bullets to actually get in with a chance. And in with a chance they certainly are. Just 1 point behind the British pair.
Yep, 37 points there for Hannah Mills and Saskia Clark, 38 for the Japanese. And in current podium last place in bronze at the moment with 47 points, so quite a long way back to bronze. And this is the Dutch girls.
Yes, it is indeed. And as you say, they are a fair way back. They've had to get some double figure results, and that puts them down at 47 points. So they're 10 points adrift of the British pairing. So it's going to be very difficult indeed for them to actually get up into the gold or silver position, but not impossible.
Okay, it's all happening here, just waiting for the countdown for the start of the medal race. Double points, of course, for the medal race, and quite a few spectators, Matt, as well, down at Knowth Fort.
Yes, there are, yes, and people are sort of scoping it out just to see what it's going to be like for next year. Maybe they're the ones who've actually got tickets and are having a look to see where their seat's going to be. Who knows?
Okay, let's wait for the countdown. Counting down then to the start of the women's 470. It's going to be a match race here, Matt.
Yes, it certainly is the match race between the British and the Japanese. At least that's what we're expecting. And the conditions at the moment are quite light. We've probably got about 7 or 8 knots of breeze, so, and very flat water. We are, of course, on the medal race course, which is just in underneath the Knowth Fort. It's actually quite notorious for having some shifty breezes, especially in a southwesterly and a westerly, which is what we've got today. So we have 1 minute and 17 seconds to go until the start. And most of the fleet, apart from the Brazilians who are just coming out to the left, but most of the fleet off towards the right-hand side, they seem to want to hug that committee boat end of the line.
Fernanda Oliveira and Ana Luisa Barbachan are in fourth place at the moment, and they got a long way to make up here. But of course, we have double points as we go into this. Now, the Brazilians on the port hand side of the start line, just heading now back towards the rest of the fleet. Obviously, a big right hand bias.
Yeah, it does look that way. And with just 45 seconds to go, everybody wants that corner down by the committee boat. And I've just seen the British girls get very close in towards the committee boat, try and bagsy their berth. Tighten on the right hand side. 34 seconds to go, and British girls just getting a little bit advanced on the line. They are currently in gold position, but they're only holding it by 1 point. But they're very keen to get off this line in clean air. They're the most advanced at the moment as the pack lines up behind them with about 18 seconds to go until the start. The Spanish and the Americans decide that there's not enough room at that committee boat end, come out towards the left-hand end. If they can't get the benefited end, they want clear air. Everybody lined up there the last few seconds as we come into the countdown. Bows go down, sails come on, off they go, accelerate off the line. It looks like a clean start. It is a clean start for the entire fleet. And the current leaders in that fleet are the British girls on points, at least. They're in the middle of the line. They have got clear air. They didn't get furthest right. They were fighting to get as far right as they possibly could on that line, but they couldn't quite get there.
Oh, penalty by the jury boat. A red flag happened here. But just to say that the Japanese, meanwhile, have attacked to the right-hand side. They've got nice clear
air
now.
It's the Dutch who are currently in bronze position, and the Dutch have been penalised. It looks like they've been penalised, I suspect, for excessive pumping, because there wasn't any contact. There was no other conflict with any other boat. They are allowed to pump these boats upwind, but I think that's what it was for. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, that was interesting for the Dutch in them. They managed to put that penalty turn straight away. But the Japanese girls now heading out to the right-hand side, right towards Nose Fort, as we look at it from the left-hand side of the start. And that actually is a nice position to be in. And the Brits aren't covering them. They're staying to the left.
They certainly are. And on this course, quite often, you tend to see the favoured side is the left-hand side of this course. Underneath the Nose Fort, mainly because the breeze is actually clearer out there. If you can't hold your lane on this left-hand side, then you are forced to go off towards the right-hand side, which is what the three boats over towards the right-hand side that we were just talking about there, Steve, that's what they're doing. They'll be hoping they can pick up a little puff and a bit of a lift, but at the moment, well, it'll be difficult to tell. In fact, the girls who have all gone out to the left-hand side, bar one or two, have now all tacked over onto port and are heading back in towards the middle of the course, which suggests to me that they are a little bit concerned about what's going on the right-hand side of this course.
Hannah Mills, Saskia Clark now heading in the middle of the race course, and they have a close eye on the Japanese because there are only 1 point between them, Ai Kondo and Wakako Tabata, just 1 point the difference, and it's double points today, so they really must, by absolutely finishing last or second to last, they have to finish in front of the Japanese.
They certainly do. Well, we're going to make our way up towards the weather mark and find out which way the deck is spread when we get to the top.
So at the windward mark now, and it's a little bit all change here, but the Japanese did pretty well on the right-hand side.
They certainly did. They came off by the committee boat end, tacked over towards the right-hand side of the course, and the British girls saw them go over that way and actually headed over towards them, but we thought it was going to be a match race potentially between the Japanese and the Brits. There is, of course, just 1 point separating this pair, and that's exactly what it turned out to be. But who's in front? It's actually the Japanese of these two that actually leads this private match race that's going on for gold. But they're not at the front of the fleet, because at the front of the fleet it's the Spanish pair that come round in first place. Then it's the Japanese who come around in second and just squeeze in front of the Kiwis as they come around the weather mark for the first time. So it's the Kiwi pair who come around in third place, and then the Brits in fourth.
Halfway down the first run in this medal race for the 470 women, and the Spanish may be leading, but in second place on the water are the Japanese, and they have another boat between them and the Brits.
They do indeed, and that puts the Japanese in gold position at the moment in this medal race. And the opportunities for getting back into the race for the British girls, who want to try and maintain clearly their gold position, didn't look good halfway down this downwind leg, because the breeze went round to the left. It turned the downwind leg into just about a one jibe run. Not what you want if you're trying to mix it up with the leaders.
So currently the Japanese in second, the Kiwis in third, and the Brits are in fourth place. They have 1 point lead over the Japanese, but it's double points. So the Japanese are in for gold at the moment, and there's about five boat lengths between the Japanese in second place and on the water, the Brits. Oh, and the Japanese just made a very poor jibe as they come into this first leeward mark.
Yeah, they rolled it into a jibe, very nearly lost it there, slightly overcooked it. Just as they recover, it's the Spanish who come round and maintain their lead in this race. They came round the left-hand mark, and there's no surprise there, because the breeze has gone round to the left, so that is now the favoured side of the course. They're followed by the Japanese, who come round in second. And then behind them, it's the Kiwis, and in fourth place, the Brits. So the order hasn't changed since the weather mark rounding. It's still the Japanese who lead this race in terms of the final medals.
But this time round, the Brits have tacked to the right. They've chosen the right-hand side, which is what the Japanese did at the start. Again, they split tack, so the match racing here is not happening at the moment, and Saskia Clark really getting hard into the crewing position, absolutely flat on the water.
Yep, absolutely, and that's a very interesting manoeuvre from the Brits. They know they've got to get back into this. This is the worst case for them, because they've got a place between them and the Japanese, and the Japanese are going to take the medal at this rate. So the British girls have to do something a little bit different. They're not going to overtake by following. They go over towards the right-hand side and hope that they can get into the opposite phase of this breeze. The breeze started off by swinging right at the start. By the time they got to the top of the course, the breeze had gone to the left. And now the British girls are putting their hope in the fact that the breeze is going to go back to the right, and they're going to be the first to capitalise on it.
Back at the windward mark for the second time, Matt, and the Japanese still in front.
Yes, they are, as they press on out on port, getting onto that ley line to come in onto starboard. They've got the British girls outside them. They tack in simultaneously. This really is a match race between these two, even though there's at least one other boat in front of the pair. We think there's probably two now. We think the Kiwis have actually got up into the frame, but it's a match race between the Japanese and the British girls, who at the moment look like the Japanese are... Well, no, I think actually the Kiwis hadn't we thought they'd actually crossed in front, but I think they've just handed back that advantage. So at the Spanish come round, they're still leading the race. They've led the race from the beginning and they've actually extended their lead, but it doesn't matter as far as the medals are concerned, because the Japanese come round in second. It's the Kiwis that come round in third. They just slice over the bows of the British girls, and the British girls slide through underneath them. So now the British girls are actually on the tail of the Japanese girls. They are about a boat length behind them. At present, the Japanese will win gold if they finish in this position, but the British girls are going to try and get onto the Japanese tail. Not a very good hoist there from the British girls, unfortunately. That cost them at least another half a boat length.
Yes, Wakato Tabata got that spinnaker up really quick at the windward mark. They're only about two boat lengths, and it was up and filling, whereas it was at least twice that for the British pairing. But they are now on the transom of the Japanese girls, who are currently, if it finishes like this, in with a win with just 1 point difference. Well, down at the leeward mark, at the gate again, it's the Japanese who have lost out on this downwind leg because of the Spanish go round. But look!
Indeed, it's the Kiwis that go around in second, but what you're referring to, Steve, there is that the Brits are right on the tail of the Japanese. They haven't quite had enough to get past them. It was very close indeed, but they are only about less than half a boat length behind the Japanese. The British girls tack off straight away around that left-hand mark. They're heading over towards the right-hand side. The Japanese can't. They're forced to carry on starboard because of the other boats that are coming down, still down the downwind leg. So the Japanese don't want to tack into all that dirty air. The Japanese, their main opponents, the girls, the British girls' main opponents, carry on out to the left-hand side. And there is a split between the two of these. These are stressful moments for both crews, because one of them's got to be right, and if one of them's right, the other one's got to be wrong.
And the Japanese girls, that's Aikondo and Wakako Tabata, have gone way, way left. They still haven't tacked. They're in completely clear air, but no more match racing here.
No, indeed. It's very strange to see this, given that the boats were so close together, less than half a boat length between the two. The British girls having caught up the Japanese girls. But as you say, the Japanese girls carrying on out towards that left-hand side. There is more breeze out towards the left-hand side, but on the right-hand side, where the British girls have gone, the breeze is lifted a little bit, it's gone round to the right, and as I speak, they tack over onto starboard and carry that lift up on the right-hand side. We're going to have to wait a little bit longer to see whether that has actually worked for them, but this is just the kind of split you need if you're chasing from behind.
Coming to the cross then, this is the crucial one, the Japanese coming in from the left-hand side.
Indeed, coming within a couple of boat lengths, and it really is neck and neck because it was too close to cross. The Brits came in on starboard, the Japanese came in on port, and it was the Japanese who had to tack off onto starboard, and the British girls have bounced themselves off onto port. So very, very close here. This is really is a true match race between these two.
At the windward mark, and the Brits have lost out big time here.
They have. They were looking really good up that beat. They pulled the match back up to the Japanese, but by the time they came round the weather mark, they had dropped right back to fifth, with the Japanese with two places in between them. There'd been more change arounds at the front of the fleet. It was a New Zealand pairing that came round the weather mark first, and by quite a healthy margin. Then it was the Japanese in second, then the Spanish, then the French had muscled their way into the action, then the Brits.
At the finish line then, Matt.
Indeed, it's the Kiwis who have held their lead. They took the lead on that last beat. They held it on the last run. They come round through the gate towards the finish. The Kiwis lead in this race by quite a healthy margin as they cross the line to take the race. But it's the Japanese that take gold in this fleet for the week. The Japanese come in second place, followed closely by the Spanish, and then it's the British girls in fourth. British girls gaining a place, but it's not enough. This was going to be a match race from the start. That's exactly what was delivered. 1 point separating the Japanese and the British, but it's the Japanese that finish in front and take gold.
Aikondo Wakato Tabata then just over one hand clap, one high five, and that is the gold on the last day for them. So their increasing performance throughout the week has paid off in the end, and I'm afraid the Brits of Hannah Mills and Saskia Clark, who did so well right throughout the week, are having to settle for silver.
That's certainly right. They will be pretty disappointed with that, I think. Hannah Mills and Saskia Clark, as you say, they did so well during the week. In fact, they dominated the week, really, and it was just towards the end that things started to tail off. They had to carry a few bigger results, whilst at the same time the Japanese were getting that little bit better as they went along. So silver for the British girls, but it's gold for the Japanese.
So by our quick calculations here on the water, the Dutch, though they finished last on the race course here, counting 20 points, adds up to 67. They should still be in the bronze position.